we're journeying back in time to a massive mystery of heat technology.
This torch here is producing a temperature of 1200 degrees Celsius. Now try cooking an ordinary egg like that, and in a very few seconds, the results would be quite an explosion. But I'm going to leave this torch here, blowing on this egg for a couple of minutes before we crack it open. And it ought to survive the inferno because it's coated with a remarkable new plastic.
That was the BBC's Tomorrow's World programme on TV back in 1990. And that remarkable new plastic being demonstrated live was known as Starlight. This coating allegedly could withstand intense heat, and it didn't catch fire, and it didn't release toxins, making it a very attractive industrial proposition. In fact, the egg coated with it survived a full 5 minutes under the blowtorch flame.
So, how's it doing? Well, it hasn't broken up at all, and you can see on the front here it's glowing red hot. But just watch this. If I turn the flame off and remember that it was producing 1200 degrees Celsius, and I take that charred bit and I put it flat in the palm of my hand, it only just feels warm. And if I then crack it open, what's more, the egg hasn't even begun to start cooking.
Perhaps just as remarkable as Starlight's properties was the story behind it. It was created in the 1980s by former hairdresser Maurice Ward. Ward's inspiration for such an invention followed an aircraft fire in which 55 people died through exposure to toxic fumes released inside the cabin. So, could he create a plastic which couldn't catch fire? He set about concocting different formulations using a food mixer at home. He eventually stumbled on a few recipes which passed formal tests at the chemical company ICI. But it wasn't until his appearance on Tomorrow's World that things really started to heat up.
A series of tests by various government agencies was begun. They found Starlight to have little problem resisting nuclear blasts of 10,000 degrees Celsius and the force of 75 Hiroshimas. It was virtually unscathed when subjected to an intense laser beam. The scientific community was baffled. It wasn't clear how Starlight could do what no other material had done before. But what was clear was its potential.
Coating something in a thin layer of starlight could make it resistant to fire and radiation, while also providing remarkable thermal insulation. Rumoured bidders such as NASA and Boeing were eager to get their hands on a sample, but Ward had other ideas. He refused to let Starlight out of his sight, and he kept its recipe a closely guarded secret. All he would reveal was that it was made up of 21 organic polymers and copolymers and small quantities of ceramics. The true secret was apparently only held by Ward and some close family members.
No, we don't supply you the formulation. If we give the world the formulation, that's exit us.
All we're saying really is that I'm protecting my material and you ain't going to pinch it.
Now, before he would give any company a licence to the material, Ward required them to sign an agreement promising not to reverse engineer it. Dozens of corporations never made it past the negotiation stage, and enthusiasm for Starlight petered out. So what was the mystery behind the substance? Well, some say that Ward was being greedy and selfish. Others say he didn't want it to fall into the hands of defence companies. Or was it just a big hoax? Unfortunately, we're never going to know the answer, because Ward passed away in 2011 and he took the secret of Starlight with him. It's never come to light.
That's quite a story, isn't it? And despite Maurice Ward's vision, sadly our aircraft cabins may never benefit from Starlight's fireproofing capabilities. But on the subject of air travel,